am I the jerk? Are you? Am I? You tell me.
Well, thank you, Matt. We've got a couple of entries for this week. Very first one. We do this every week. And you can send these to amithejerk1310@gmail.com if you have a situation you're not sure about who came down on the bad side of. We can evaluate and determine who indeed is the jerk. This one comes from a random P1. It's a bunch of letters and a Gmail account, so I don't really know. But am I the jerk if I use some really cool guy's email address? Maybe where they collect P1's complaints and jerkiness scenarios to sign up for the Norton antivirus and then those cool guys.
Yeah, I would say using that email, you are the jerk.
Cause I get a bunch of receipts from people signing up for services and are, am I the jerk? And this is sort of, this is a little tough because I know how this goes. Is anybody that's listening that thinks they're hilarious is going to sign up for something and I'm going to get even more receipts now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Justin's going to be signing up for all sorts of premium services.
It's interesting. I need to start doing that. I never thought about using it because I think we all have a variety of emails.
Start doing that.
I have an email that I use specifically when I got to sign up for stuff so that all the crap I don't care about goes there.
Has it been you? Do you have a new subscription to the Norton antivirus?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm watching you now. I'm watching you. All right. This one comes to us from, Ian, P1 Ian. Okay, I'll try to be brief. He says he lives on the second floor. We've lived here since August, and around January, we had new neighbors move in below us. I immediately thought to myself, crap, I need to go let them know about about the kiddo upstairs, exchange info, offer olive branch of sorts.
Okay, you know, very nice.
Normal neighbor stuff for some people. The very next day, before I even had a chance to introduce myself, he came a knocking to tell us to pipe down.
Wow.
Said he works from home and needs it to be quiet. Ian says he wasn't home, but his wife was, and she mentioned that it really rubbed her the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Because he didn't even remotely seem sympathetic to their situation. I just so happened to see him a day later and introduced myself, mentioned he was a big basketball guy, the guy did. He's still healing from the Luka loss. FYI, he still has Luka and Kyrie posters up in his room. So Luka love still going strong. Said he was in school, so he was gone from the hours of 7:45 to 3:45, in bed by 8. Wasn't super chill about the way things went down the other day. He says it can get loud up in our house. We play basketball, not for too long, and end up playing a silent basketball game, which is super fun. Still makes a little bit of noise, but what are they supposed to do? Tell the kid to stop playing basketball in the house? We're working on the next Cooper flag over there. He'll text every now and then. He used to respond to his downstairs neighbor, but now they just ignore them. So is it incumbent on you as a family to make sure that you and the children that live in your house and your apartment above another family aren't disturbing them downstairs?
There's got to be some sort of a happy medium.
Yeah, if he's doing it past like 9 o'clock at night,
right?
Then there's an issue because that's when most people are shutting down. So after 9 o'clock, you've got to be able to stop. If he's working from home, the guy's got to deal with it because the kid's home for the summer. When this school
starts,
the kid's going to be gone from 7 a.m. to 3:30 in the afternoon unless he's got daycare. The guy just has to deal with it downstairs.
I just wonder, I need to know why, if you work from home, you decided to live on the first floor.
That might be the only place available.
Right, yeah.
It's the only apartment in the city.
Or he's really lazy, he doesn't want to climb the stairs.
Could be. I know when my dad lived in apartments, his downstairs neighbors had to hate me. Because I would go out, my dad lived on the second floor, and there was just a blank wall that would be the wall to my dad's apartment and then the people below us. And I would go out there with a tennis ball and for hours would be throwing that tennis ball.
Was it against a brick wall or was it against?
It was against the brick wall.
They can't hear it inside.
You don't think so? My dad told me he could hear it inside.
In that apartment, I mean, I don't know if you could hear that at the bottom or not. It's like a lot of the times why I always would try to live on the top floor so I didn't have to deal with anybody above me. And I tried to walk quietly and be cognizant of people underneath me. I mean, of course, you're going to make noise at some point. It's impossible. It's just how apartment living is. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference between that and running around and wrestling. Because there was some point I did live on a bottom floor, and I would go up and tell my upstairs neighbor all the time, like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing here?
Really? Because we got, when I lived in, at UTA, when we lived in our campus apartment across the street from campus, we had wars with our downstairs neighbors.
It happens.
Wars. Yeah. All out wars. We would leave busted melons all over each other's front porches.
I mean, you don't want it to get, I think that their original approach of, you know, trying to reach out and be like, hey, here's my number. We have a kid. Just to let you know. Of course, I would be very understanding of that, but at the same time would probably shoot up a text and be like, hey, man, you guys are getting a little out of control here.
It's pretty crazy for a guy to move in one day and immediately start going over to other people's houses to
That's
have them
nuts, yeah,
acquiesce to him. Like, you just moved in here and you're acting as if you're the czar of this apartment building.
The guy didn't even wait to see if it was a consistent issue.
Right.
He waited. It happened one time, it sounds like, and he immediately went up and said, stop this.
I mean, we had a neighbor once in an apartment that we lived in. We were on the second floor, and the guy beneath us would, he had a big dog, and he would leave the dog, I guess, crated up or whatever all day, and that dog would bark incessantly. So much so, it would drive me insane. And so I recorded it and took it to the office, and I was like, hey, this is ridiculous. And they agreed with me and ended up going and telling the guy, and they ended up making him leave. And something about, it was a dog that hadn't been approved to live in that complex. It was too big or something like that. I mean, it was just out of control. I was like, man, and I've never understood that. If you have a large animal, why would you crate them up all day and keep them in a one bedroom apartment?
I mean, unless they're young dogs and destructive. And then some people just crate train, and that's how they do it.
I just feel so sorry for an animal like that, like such a big dog that needs more space. Like, you can't get enough exercise in this little one-bedroom apartment.
I'm trying to think if I ever logged a formal complaint when I was living in an apartment. Like, went to the front office and was like, this is wrong. I don't like this.
Well, and a lot of the time, because I have no problem talking to people, and so a lot of the times, what?
I was going to say, it sounds like something Travis would do is complain, but then he would have to talk to somebody.
Yeah, and I'd be like, I'm not doing that.
Right, so...
Oh, that's why I moved out of apartments, was I was just bitching all the time. Is I couldn't stand living in apartments with people being noisy next to me, and then you smell everybody's dinner, and I'd have to park in an apartment complex,
sure, like that plays into
eight
it.
Buildings away because I couldn't find a spot close to my spot. Yeah.
I never
complained to anybody but my wife.
It's strange to me.
You wouldn't talk to anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. And see, that's where I've never understood that. Like, I don't have a problem going to my neighbor and talking to, and I'm not yelling at him or anything. I'm just like, hey, man, I live here too. You know this.
Yeah.
But what? No, you can't say it. People get
they're so defensive.
Now, I haven't lived in an apartment in a few years, but part of the reason why I would go to the office is let them be the mediator, because apparently people cannot handle normal conversation. So I'll go say what I need to the office, and then they can relay it to them. And then that way, the office is going to handle it. Because just, it's so strange. You can't go to somebody and be like, hey, I live beneath you. And sometimes it gets a little out of control. And I just wanted to like let you know I'm down here. Oh, yeah. You think that's out of control? Like, oh, that's your response. Okay. People, well, now you've created a situation, and I'm going to put C4 in your car. So,
see, so the thing is people are, first of all, very confrontational, and then at the same time, on edge for confrontation.
Which is so crazy. Like, it's so strange to me.
I don't know. I understand where they're coming from, where if somebody's coming to log a complaint with you, you would take that as a little aggressive, first of all.
Then that's sad, man. Like, you can't, like, if you can't go to another person, like, look.
Cause what do you expect from some stranger that you don't really know in an apartment building? Like, I would expect, if somebody's coming complaining about something to me, then I would expect that they're upset and this could escalate very quickly. So I would be on edge for them to start ripping, which I'm sure in a lot of these cases, somebody starts ripping, even if they didn't go upstairs with the intention to rip somebody's head off.
I don't know. It's really interesting to me.
I think we're terrible at confrontation.
Most people are, which, like, is really strange.
In both areas, in confronting somebody and being confronted. I don't think most people deal very well. I don't think I deal extremely well in that.
Yeah, probably not. I would agree.
You agree? Oh, you would agree with that?
I'm confronting you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you do like to confront people.
I mean, sometimes. He did take over from Norm. You know, customer service Norm would confront everybody.
He would.
And somebody had to pick up that and run with it, and that's Matt.
I guess it's never bothered me to be point out, like, look, other people exist in the world. It's not just you. And I can do it calmly. In the way that they'll take that and just be like, you can't tell me that I'm not the only person in the world. You're like, okay, well, now we do. Then they will escalate it. Like, I do it in grocery stores or whatever, which is why I stopped going to grocery stores for the most part.
Because you could not pick a fight with somebody at
No, I wouldn't pick
store.
A fight. It'd just be like, oh, your cart's blocking the whole aisle. I'd be like, excuse me, but your cart...
You have to agree, though, that there are times where you specifically, not the collective you might overstep a bit and comment on something that you could have just otherwise walked around and ignored.
Oh, I do that all the time, for sure. But it's done.
Because, like, the cart in the middle of the aisle is real annoying, but you could also just walk around it.
I could, but if I don't say anything, then this person is never going to have a thought of maybe I'm such an a-hole that I should, in the future, just push my cart to the side.
But
like
see,
a
they're
going to
think,
being.
I think in most cases, they're going to think, why is this a-hole telling me about this? Why doesn't he just walk around the cart?
Like, oh my God, I'm the only person on earth. Don't you point out that I can't have the whole aisle?
And you're not in control of other people. So we're all dealing with our own things.
I say what I say and move on. You know what I'm talking about? Of course, I'll stand there, like, as long as they want, I'll just stand there and wait for them to move it.
I can see you doing that, which is not childish at all.
Somebody's gotta help. Somebody has to help the rest of society.
And you've taken that mantle.
Somebody has to do it.
I don't know that you're doing the Lord's work, but you're doing some work.
They obviously weren't parented correctly, and I'll step in and help.
Doesn't
bother me.
All the people that you confront, I'm not confronting the equal amount. So we're doing our own amount.
I'm offsetting the non-confront.
Yes, that's right. Confront.
Yeah.